Good morning. We are at a little bit of a delay. My apologies. We should be zeichet to learn L'Hagdil Torah L'Adir. Today's learning is sponsored by the Batura family in honor of Yosef Batura, who's learning very, very stark in Eretz Yisrael. His family should have continued nachas from him, all of his wonderful brothers, and the ganze mishpacha of Beis. We continue Siman Gimel, if the Eilim could just mute themselves. So we've been talking about that you have to be modest when you get dressed. Not just something for women, it's something for everybody. A person's got to be modest when they're dressed. Now we're talking about in holchim b'chukes ovdei kechavim. A person is not allowed to follow the laws of non-Jews. V'lo mistamin lahem, and he cannot be similar to them. Lo b'malbush v'lo b'seir, whether it's in his clothing or whether it's in his hairstyle. V'kiyetz ben k'moshe kozav, and are similar matters. Like it says in the pasuk, v'lo yiselchu b'chukes hagoy. A person is not allowed to go according to the statutes of the non-Jews. If there's a policy which is non-Jewish, they're not supposed to copy that, which is certainly the more famous pasuk, not to follow in the standards of the non-Jews. In fact, there's a third pasuk. It says you must be very, very careful lest you stumble after them. You should not be wearing clothing which is unique to them. You should not wear something which is unique to them that gives them a sense of pride, which is the clothing of fancy schmancy political leaders. Similar, it says in the Gemara, the Jews are not allowed to be similar to them. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "I feel a aminal." Even if it's a certain type of style of shoelaces, you cannot do what the non-Jews do wear. If it's unique to non-Jews, if it was the non-Jewish style to tie their shoes in a certain way, and very important, the Kitzer adds, and it's the Jewish way to do it in a different way, so then you cannot do what the non-Jews do. Or, for example, it was the non-Jewish way to have red shoelaces or red straps around their shoes, and it's the Jewish way to have black straps or black shoelaces, and there also has to be a reason, says the Kitzer. The reason why the Jews used black is because black is moira alanova. It gives you a feeling of humility, shiftless, lowliness, vitsnias, and modesty. So if the Jewish people have a policy, and that policy, it sounds like it has to have a reason too, so then the Jewish people are not allowed to do the non-Jewish policy. Based on this case of the shoelace and the shoe straps, a person can apply it to every place and at every time. Who preaches that any clothing which is made for option A, for arrogance, or option B, for immodesty, La Yasa Yisrael, can Jews should not do that way? El Malbush of you asun beinin amoyer alachnov. Since every Jewish clothing should be something which commits to being a sense of modesty and humility. Now, maybe that's the reason why people wear a black jackets and black hats. I don't know. But over here it says that the color black that people wear is to give us a sense of modesty and humility.
Don't we
Okay,
wear black at the violence?
And that's true. People also wear black by funerals, and that also gives people a sense of humility. Actually, it's based on a Gemara. The Gemara, I believe, it's in Brachos Daf Yud Ches, says that a person went to the Yud Ches Amud Beis, I think, that a person went to a cemetery. Why did he go to a cemetery? Instead of Yisrael Salanter, because it gives him a sense of humility and it knocks him down. So maybe the black also. Hachi Amina B'Sifri is what it says in the Sifri. A person should say, since the non-Jews over there are going out in purple, I should go out in purple too. They're going out with weapons. I should also go out with the weapons. All these are matters of disgustingness and gaiva. This is not the portion of the Jewish people. The Jewish people's character is to be modest and humble, and not to go after arrogance. Also, so again, we're trying to set up the guidelines here. If it's something that's arrogance or something immodest, can't do that. Also, now he's saying if it's something that has something to do with idolatry, don't do that either. They say certain types of haircuts, like he's about to say. If there's a certain type of hairstyle, which is the hairstyle of monks or the hairstyle of certain people, adherents of certain religion, maybe the long, long hair that a certain religion based in Rome has, they're trying to copy someone, maybe that also. But the point is, it's unique to the religion, the malbusha, with their clothing, midibura, ubishar maisav, the way they talk. I knew a certain person. They used to say very, very often a certain line. I had to explain to them that is a line based on Christian college Christian mentality. They kept using it. They said, "Well, what's wrong with that? It sounds like a Jewish thing." It's not. It's a Christian line that is said in by all pastors. Just like you have to be different than based on your character and based on our intelligence, on our things we learn, we have to be different in the way we dress. And the difference in the way we cut our hair. And similarly, it says that Hashem says that we are supposed to be separated from the rest of the nation. Sif, Gimel, Sif Beis was a tremendous amount about not looking like them, not acting like them, not talking like them, and not wearing our hair or clothing like them. La yilbush begadim, a person should not wear, aside from not dressing like non-Jews, a person shouldn't wear fancy schmancy clothes. Because wearing fancy schmancy clothes once again brings a person to a sense of arrogance. We want to avoid arrogance. A person cannot do that. Also, a person shouldn't wear very, very cheap and dirty clothing. This is because it'll make you look bad in front of people. You should have average clothing and clean clothing. You should look nice, you should look fit, but you shouldn't be too good and it shouldn't be too bad. Too good makes you be arrogant. Too bad makes you look bad in front of people. A person should even sell the pillars of his own home to be able to buy proper shoe wear. Very interesting. The Gemara says proper shoe wear is also very, very important for a person's health. Since we find that the right is always given more importance regarding all of our service in the Torah, and similarly, as it relates to the dedication of the Mishkan, the right finger of the right hand and of the right toe, this was something to do with the dedication of the Kehanim and the Levim and of Shalman Sayra, Ula Inyan Mitzvah Chalitza, and also as relates to Halachas Chalitza, we commonly focus on the right side. When you get dressed, you should always put on your right side over your left side. Right now, I was putting on my jacket and I had headphones in my ears, and it would have been much easier for me to put on my left sleeve before my right sleeve. But even though I swung my jacket to the other side of my body past the headphone, my headphones have a wire, I put it on the other side to be able to put on my right side of my jacket before my left side of my jacket. So you should always put on your right side before the left side. But chalitza manolam v'shar begadim, when you take off your shoes or you take off any other clothes, you should take off the left side because it's more honorable. It's more honorable to your right side when you take off left side first.
Don't we put on the right foot, the right shoe first?
Here we go.
Left?
You put on your right shoe first, like Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to tying your shoes, then you tie your left shoe first. Everything you do right, the only thing that's different is tying. Why? Because we tie our tefillin with it on our left side. Therefore, when we tie things, we tie it on the left.
Well, what happens if people are left-handed, so they put their tefillin on their right hand?
Very, very good question. Let's see if he talks about it in a second. Going min olim. For example, when a person puts on their shoes, when they tie on their shoes, you put on your right shoe first. You don't tie it. The nail shall smile. You should put on your left side. And then you tie your left, you tie your right, you put in all your clothes. Clear from the kids of Shulchan Aruch that whenever a person's tying anything, not just shoes, but when you're tying anything, you have a choice between left and right, you always tie your left shoe first. Bishop Brewer famously talks about tying your socks. One of my Meir Rabbi, Rabbi Yochum Kaplan, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, once had a conversation with me about who ties their socks, and I showed him all the research. On olden days, they did not have elastics on the socks. They used to have two ways of holding up their socks, but one of them was there was a tie on your socks to be able to tighten them to your legs. Okay, what about a lefty? Does a lefty do it on his right side? So there are two opinions about this. Some say, yes, a lefty would follow this. Since you put on your phone on your right side, a lefty would tie his right side first. He'd put on his right shoe first and tie his right. Or what about a woman who does not wear tefillin? Some say, also, a woman would go to the right side. Others say, no, it has nothing to do with necessarily that specific person, but it has to do with the midah of the right, the midah of the left, and that doesn't change based on a righty or lefty. So, whatever people do is appropriate. But the point is, the Kisra Chanan didn't answer the question about a righty or lefty. That is in other sources. A person should be careful not to put on two clothing at the same time because it causes forgetfulness. Okay, so you want to avoid forgetfulness. Some say it's an isra deraisa to do anything which would cause you to forget. Sif Vav. Also, Leilach Dalat Amos. It's also to go for Amos. Oy. Or lo hates me peev dervish begedusha, or to say anything, any matter of holiness, begila reish with an uncovered head, the gam ketanim tzrichin lahar gilon lechatzis reishon. Even little kids, you have to get them to be comfortable covering their heads. Keichad tehevi alayu aims the shmaya, that so that they should be able to be penetrated with a fear of heaven. Kedemasinim Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak aimed there. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amru la kaldoi brich ganva. He said about this, a certain astrologer said to Nachman Yitzchak's mother that Baruch Ganva, your son is going to be a Ganav. He can never allow him to have an uncovered head. Amr Leikasi Reish Gechid the Heavy. Allah Aims to Shemai, so constantly have to keep his head covered in order to give him a fear of heaven. But the point is if a person doesn't have their head covered, he can't imagine, he can't think that he'll ever have Yir Shemai. You have to have your head covered as often as you can. Some say even when you're sleeping, you should keep a yarmulke on your head. Siv Zion. Many say that. Also, Leilach B'Kayim Zkufa, a person is not allowed to walk arrogantly. I very, very rarely saw this. One time I was walking down the street. Oh, yeah, I see on the video. I see someone there. It's sort of like making me jealous. But I saw a person once walking on the street with tremendous arrogance like this. I never saw it before. I never saw it after. A person walking mamish with his head all the way straight up, a gar nuts with his throat out. That the certain people who went with tremendous arrogance, you cannot walk like that. We call you should not put your head down way too much. You should walk normally. You should be able to see people who are coming up to you. You should also see where your feet are stepping. Also, the way that a person works, you should just know we can tell whether you're a chacham, whether you're an intelligent person, or you're a fool and you're an idiot. If a person walks in a certain way, you know certain things about it. The way that he walks, it tells everybody what a fool he is. He tells everybody what a fool he is in the way that you walk. Sif has the final sif. A person should be careful. A person has to be very careful. Men do not walk between two women. They were not making comparison here. Not between two dogs. And not between two pigs. You cannot walk between two dogs. You can't walk between two pigs. You cannot walk between no connection at all, no relation between two women. Also, two men should not allow a woman to go between them, and also totally not connected. Oy Kalev, Oy Chazir should not walk between two men. You shouldn't do that. Some say that if a person does have to walk between two women, you should hold on to your tzitzis when you're going through. A good reason to have your tzitzis sticking out. Bezus Hashem. But again, people should not, the kiss does not bring that point. Everyone should have a tremendous day full of Hatzlacha, Baracha, and Yisro.
Oh, yeah. Amen.